Brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Hey, good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. We are with 10,000 of our closest friends down here in Roaring Goats with our pancake breakfast. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, and everyone. It is exciting. You know, the lines are long, but they are going through quickly. We're going to be here till 9 o'clock, so if you hear a bunch of, interference in the background, it's because we are smack down, right down on the corner of...
We're right in the middle of Roaring Goats right there on Market Street and Vintners, and people are waving. We're waving back. Yes, and everybody's coming. Oh, Dr. Randy Smith's wearing a cowboy hat and shorts.
Randy and Judy Smith.
And sandals. Okay. Hey, let's start off our morning as we usually do with our Wells Fargo advisor, Susan Eastman. Susan, good morning.
Howdy, partners. It sounds like you're having a good time down there.
Oh, yeah. Come on down.
I need to. Major averages are off slightly this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 20 points at 16,425. The S&P 500 is off fractionally at 1870. And the NASDAQ Composite is down 17 points at 4,051. The three most actively traded stocks on the big board, Bank of America, off a dime at 1445. General Electric down 13 cents, trading at 26.47. JCPenney up $1.41 at $9.78. For local stocks of interest, PepsiCo up 47 cents at $86.22. Pacific Gas and Electric down 18 cents at $43.45. AT&T positive 19 cents, trading at $36.71. For commodities, gold is down $1 an ounce at $12.92. Silver off 17 cents at $19. And crude oil up 30 cents, trading at $101 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708, 808, and 908 right here on KCNR. I tell you what, you're looking for financial freedom. You're looking for some place to do an investment at. Are you looking for places for people to help you and with your investments? It's Wells Fargo Advisors, 243-7561, or stop by Park Marina Drive and say hello to any of them. Oh, wow. It's a great day today. And right now, we have with us, of course, is...
Well, as a matter of fact, we have a great story that kind of ties in with our pet of the week. And from Haven Humane is Spencer. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Yeah, we're great. You know, I know there's going to be this interference in the background, but right now in your left hand is a little tiny critter. And what do we have?
This morning I brought Kira with me. Kira is about 5 or 6 weeks old. She is a domestic medium hair, and she is one of a litter of three. We have a lot of foster kittens at our shelter right now. Kitten season is upon us. So we do need foster homes. That's why I brought Kira with me today. She is one of the cats at our shelter that is looking for someone that can give her a nice, warm, loving home until she's big enough to be spayed or neutered.
She's adorable.
She is
we appreciate your foster programs that you're doing because, you know, if somebody can't adopt, at least you can foster for a temporary time until somebody can adopt, correct?
Correct. And it's also a great way if your kids have been bugging you to get an animal and you want to take it for a test run, foster care is the way to go because you can bring them back at any time if it's not working out for you, or you can decide at the end if you'd like to adopt them, you can go ahead and adopt them. So it's really a great way, you know, if your kid's been bugging you for months saying that they want an animal, this is the route to go. Take him for a test run. Help us out.
Can you get him to kitty for it? Can you get him to, like... I'm sorry. Here we are in Roaring Goats.
Major awe factor right there.
Yeah. And we have a little kitty down here. Of course, you know...
That's a little sound you're
hearing
right
Haven
there.
Our Haven Humane, a pet of the week, always on Friday mornings with Spencer... Can we talk about that kitty story?
Okay, well, we just saw it today. There was a little four-year-old boy out in his front yard. His mom's watching, and his dog comes around the car attacks the little boy and bites him on his leg, and all of a sudden here comes a tat cat. Comes flying in and hits the dog, knocks the dog off the little boy, then chases the dog around the car, and then the cat stops and goes, "What did I just do?" And ran back underneath the car, but it rescued the little boy. It's nationwide news. It's a viral video.
It sounds like a cruise missile.
Right here, we have the potential for you to have an attack cat right here.
But you know, I think Spencer, that's really...
How do they get a hold of you?
They could swing by the shelter at 7449 East Side Road or give us a call at 241-1653.
All right, and May is Cat Adoption Month.
Yes, it is.
It is. Okay, so one of the things that I love about, you know, I've never really particularly, I've always been a dog person. You know, are you a cat person or a dog person? But, you know, you always have heard that cats are kind of fickle and how loyal are they? Well, this cat, the one that we're talking about that went viral, was actually protected his little master, if you will, or what do you want to call his big friend. Who was being attacked by this dog. I mean, and people, it's really funny with dog behavior, is that the next door neighbors were saying, this dog never proved to be a problem in the past, but I don't know if the kid was on a bike and there was something about the wheels, whatever. It came around the car, grabbed the kid's leg, and that cat just went right at that dog, like, get off of my little master.
It really does go to show how loyal pets can be. He saw that his master was in distress, and he didn't even hesitate. He jumped right into action and helped that little boy. It really is an amazing story about how loving and loyal companion animals really are.
Well, thank you so much. And again, what's the number for Haven Humane?
241-1653.
Okay, Spencer, thank you very much for everything y'all and Haven Humane do.
Thank you for having us.
Okay, hey, we're gonna have a Asphalt Cowboy in here now to talk about what's going on. Hey, Gunny, how you doing? Got to come back later. We got to talk.
Yeah, bring those boys.
Kurt, come on in. We're waiting here for our Asphalt Cowboy. Okay, here is I guess you're the spokesman today, right?
I am. This is my big breakfast here.
Big breakfast.
Yes.
We've seen your face on the news. We've seen your face everywhere. Kurt, how are you?
Doing very well. How are you
and
guys doing today?
Good. And I remember years ago when you were you still with sheriffs?
Highway Patrol.
Highway Patrol.
Right.
And you used to, because you always walked in, and I always got for clumped because, you know, I always say Kurt's tall, handsome, and, you know, now he's got a cowboy hat on. So, you know, how can you even talk after that?
That's why I make my wear uniforms now and then, you know, every other Wednesday of every month.
Absolutely.
You know what? I have never seen the line to right here.
You know, I'm usually have my head down flipping cakes, and I really don't get a chance to look at how busy it is. But I don't know. Today we may have a record. There's a lot of people here.
Well, I have never seen the line. Like, you know, the line is moving very quick. Don't be afraid to come on down here.
Yeah,
because
please don't be
afraid. It is going like crazy here. But I've never seen a line out like that. And I know you've got as many people flipping pancakes and everything.
As many as we can get going.
People are strolling by just like you'd be taking a walk along the river.
Absolutely.
So that's how fast it's moving.
It really is moving quickly. Thank you.
So how many people, how long does it take you to get ready for this? How many pounds of batter?
Well, we start off the mix itself is over a ton, and by the time we're done, we're looking at more like 3 tons.
3 tons of pancake batter.
Yes.
And it's used, all of it's used.
Yes, absolutely. And we have had years where we have maybe a little bit left, and we made sure the mission got that, but I don't think we're going to have that this year.
Looks like
we may have to hop in the line as soon as the show's over here.
I hope you save some for us because we get off the air at night. So 3 tons of batter. Do you, like, make it up a week ahead and put it in barrels?
We're doing it fresh every morning. We started here about midnight making batter, and we're just going to keep it going as long as we need to here. Yeah.
I know you've got, looks like, cement mixers here going.
They're a little different than a cement mixer. We've upgraded. But
they kind of look like it.
They're kind of like it.
Yeah. Kind of like it. Yeah.
So, Kurt, how many Asphalt Cowboys are actually here today working?
Well, we never have more than 40 in our group.
Okay.
I think we have a 38 in our group today, and it takes another at least 70 volunteers to keep this thing going. It's a huge event.
When you think about how you time, it's like a great, you know, when you perfect it, the timing. And we have been in this same place now. We're going on 5 years. Never have we been here where constant, there's a line right in front of our booth that has never been this full.
Wow.
So for you to, I mean, here we are. We still have a couple hours. I don't know. We'll let you know when
more.
It thins out.
Until 10 o'clock,
right? O'clock, uh-huh.
But you guys are able to turn it over and move people because a lot of people are getting ready to go to school. They're going to work. So they have hey, let's go down there, let's park, we're going to get it in and out. It's an amazing ballet.
It really is. That's a great way to describe it. It is something else to see. The first time I ever went to this thing, I thought to myself, I need to be a part of this because this was something else.
Well, I tell you what, then tomorrow we got the, or Saturday morning is, of course, the parade.
The parade.
We're gonna
you guys will
there
be there.
Again.
Yep,
we'll be very announcing
good, very
again.
Good.
And you know what, right, Kurt, I think I see Sheriff Jim Pope walking around not doing anything. Maybe you should go over and
put him to work.
Put him to work. Yeah,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Do some trick mirrors or something.
Are you still highway patrolling?
I am.
All right.
For about another 177 days.
About
in Hughes County.
I saw him 3 days ago. It was 180. So,
are you still doing the kids' safety thing?
Yes, absolutely. Car seats, yeah. A huge, huge passion of mine. Make sure those kids are safe.
Okay, yeah. We're going to have to take a break.
Hey,
thanks,
Kurt, thanks so much
for
joining us.
Thanks for having
us. When we come back from the break, we've got Assemblyman Brian Daly with us. So we'll be right back.
Thanks, Kurt.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Haven Humane Society is excited to announce our 6th annual Dog-a-thon Family Festival on June 7th from 3 to 7 p.m. Bring the whole family out to enjoy carnival games, splash dog jumping, the Westminster Dog Show, and more. This year we are having a barbecue and concert from 7 to 10 p.m. The Boot Scootin' Doggies event starts with a 6 p.m. Yappy Hour and features the band Cattle Rocket. Tickets are $25 and support our goal of a day when there are no more homeless pets. For information, call 241-5262 or visit havenhumane.net.
Hey, honey, our spa was delivered today. Want to hop in?
Wait, a spa?
Yeah, they made it easy. Shasta Spas and Barbecues offer maintenance, chemicals, covers, and parts. All made in America.
I love that. Hey, do they offer veteran and senior discounts?
Yep. Now can we go in the spa?
I'm in. Oh, where'd the gazebo come from?
I was on a roll. Tomorrow we can go back and get a fire table. Shasta Spas and Barbecues, 1872 Buenaventura, just a half a mile west of Highway 273. Call 241-3100 or go online to ShastaSpasAndBarbecues.com.
It's no secret the violent crime rate is up in Redding. As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to work hard and provide our community with quality firearms. The good guys at Bastiani Arms, they're real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Come talk to Seth Stoat. Seth has over 20 years' experience in firearms. Come learn the value, security, and peace of mind of owning a personal firearm. Sign up for a CCW class, women-only CCW classes, or hunter education. Come to Bastiani Arms and see how you can win a Colt Python 357. All proceeds go to the Military Order of Purple Hearts. Call 222-8222. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Street in Redding. Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange has always believed that peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store with locations in Reading, Chico, Corning, and we're happy to announce the reopening of our store in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palisadro. To celebrate this, we're giving away a free personal stainless steel water filter bottle, a $32 value, with the purchase of a 200-serving emergency food bucket while supplies last. These are a convenient and versatile food storage product. Just add hot water for quick meals at home or grab it and go if you have to evacuate. And don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And once again, in Palisadro at the Holiday Market Center. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
You bet. So I won't be able to hear what you're saying, though, right?
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. And we have a little bit of an echo here. But, hey, we've got so many beautiful faces here today out at the Roaring Gulch. We are live at the Pancake Breakfast. So many things going on here. Just thrilled to be part of the community. And this is a great way to do it. This portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. You know, we love the fact that they have their experts on in staff there with
In-store deli.
In-store deli.
Yeah, in-store deli. Four nutritionists on the staff. Located in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. More organic, non-GMO foods than any place you'll ever find. It's your place for a healthy lifestyle. Give them a call at 244-9141. With us today is our Assemblyman Brian Daly. Brian, good morning.
Good morning. How are you two?
Oh, we're doing great. You know what? This is. What do you think about something like that?
I tell you, this is the best, one of the best events of the year here in Reading. I really enjoy it, and it falls on the same time that I bring legislators up to Siskiyou County to show a woods tour. So they're up there sleeping right now, and I'm down here turning pancakes, and I'll catch back up with them in about an hour or two, but I just have a few minutes to stop by. I appreciate what you guys are doing, and this is just really a great event.
Well, you know, and one of the things we appreciate about it is the fact you're bringing up legislatures from Southern California and who have never been up here, never been in the woods. You probably aren't going to do any squeak shooting, which is probably a good idea.
What are your plans? What do you do when you bring them up here?
Well, we have the forestry care tour, it's called, and we take them out. Last night we went through the Roseburg Lumber Mill where they peel the logs and do veneer, and then we went to dinner out by Siskiyou Lake and looked at beautiful Mount Shasta, and then today we're actually going out in the forest and talking to them about why we should do good forestry and what show them the watershed. And show them a good time, and then we'll put them on a plane, and they'll go home, and I'll go get in the car and go back to my place for the weekend.
And how many days do they stay with you?
So this will be the second day. So we came in last night after session, and then we'll stay till about noon or 1 o'clock today, and then they'll fly back to Sacramento.
And do you do this every year?
Yeah, every year. Well, I don't. It's not my event. It's the CARE Tour. It's Klamath Alliance Resource Alliance. I don't know the acronym, but basically it's their organization. They've been doing it for 21 years. They used to bring congressmen and senators when they could get them, and now they focus on the state assembly and the Senate, and I help them coordinate it to try to get members up here. Last year we had 8 members, 7 Democrats. I was the only Republican on the tour. This year we got all Republicans, so it kind of goes back and forth.
You know, the thing is they need to see the forest of how we were talking about when we start talking thinning out the forest and taking away the fuel form. And I hope that what they're seeing down in Southern California has got a starts waking people up about defensible areas that we talk about up here.
Well, and the beautiful thing is they just get to see how large my district is and how, sparse populated it is. They're not used to driving. We stayed in McLeod last night, and there's not a convenience store open 24 hours. They don't even understand what the heck's going on.
So, I hope you get your whatever you need before, because it's not convenient up here.
We're used to it. But it's just giving them the perspective of where we're coming from.
Well, Brian's going to be on our show. Assemblyman Daly's going to be on our show next Tuesday, so we can get into some of the more pithy things that are happening in the assembly. But it's a great day here. I'm really glad you're here. I know you wouldn't miss it.
Thank you, and I appreciate the Asphalt Cowboys and what they bring to this community here. It's really special.
We appreciate what you're doing for us, Brian.
All right.
We really do.
Take care. We'll see you on Tuesday.
You bet. Okay, we've got people are still scrolling by here in the with a lot of people.
Hey, I wanted to say that later on today, I just got up and I had to, I swear, see so many people down here that are familiar faces, what it is to be active in the community and see, friend. I saw a post woman, if you will. And I just, I was thinking about her the other day and I thought, every now and then, there's a little, the people in your life that you're kind of, quickly go by or they quickly come into your life and you forget to, you get busy. So I said to her, I was thinking about you the other day and I just wanted to say thank you for being so diligent with, doing great work. She runs up the, the walkway and because we don't have a mailbox, she has to deliver it in the slot in the front. And she's just, I don't care if it's 115. She just does a great job. So that made me feel really good that I got a chance to stop her today at the pancake breakfast and say to her, thank you so much for what you do. I appreciate you. And I think that's what this is about today. This is where everybody comes out. We're all together.
It's about
here.
Community. And here's a good example about community is Lucky Jeswani is with us. Lucky, good morning.
Good morning, Carl and Linda.
Okay, Lucky is a public defender, working in public defenders.
No, Shasta County DA's office. Oh, on the other side.
Okay, the other side. The other side. Okay.
Yeah.
The Shasta County, I knew it had something to do with that. Shasta County DA's office. And
you're out there kicking butt. But, that's what you're doing.
But, and that's one way of serving the people. But the other thing he's doing is he actually volunteered to Dance with the Stars this year.
Yes, I was roped into it a little bit, but I'm absolutely excited for it. We've been practicing a few times a week, a couple hours each time, and boy, it's tough.
What are your two dances?
Well, we're doing a jive and we're doing a West Coast swing. I got to say, the jive is absolutely tough on the knees.
Oh boy. But you know what? I think people don't give dancers enough credit to realize what they go physically, what they go through as athletes.
Oh, so, yeah. You know, my instructor, she's intense. She's kicking my butt every time. But
you got a 16-year-old dancer here?
She's 18.
She's 18.
But they're all in high school. But she's a great instructor.
And you're raising money for One Safe Place. And we know that, great news is, again, that Sierra Pacific just donated $1 million.
Isn't that huge and
just
great?
Wonderful.
$1 million for the new facility they want to build.
Yeah.
Okay, Lucky, you're trying to raise money. What's your thing you're trying to do here? Or you got something going on? Or how do
I've got a couple events coming up. I'm going to be doing a big car wash at the Cleary's parking lot on May 25th. Yeah. That's Sunday from 10 to 2:30. That's the weekend of Memorial Day, but still come on out. It'll be an absolutely free car wash. I will be accepting donations, of course. And then the other one I will be doing is on June 3rd at Mary's Pizza Shack, Dine and Donate. All day, alcohol included, 20% of all proceeds will be included as a donation.
All right. Well, the girls are coming by to kiss Carl, and I might get a, Chris, how are you? Well, you know, Lucky, we just appreciate what you do, and we know that you're very involved with another organization.
Absolutely, with Active 2030 Club and Rotary as well. So both organizations mean a lot to me.
Yeah. You're a lot of fun to be around. You've got great energy, and you put so much into the community. We appreciate that. Everybody come out and support Lucky and all the other dancers with One Safe Place.
Because, of course.
You know, everybody's raising money.
We're all dancing for the same cause. We are competing with each other, but it's one good cause.
You know, Linda's one of the judges. Did you know?
I know that. I got to butter up a little bit.
Okay. Now, the other thing, too, is that, you know what? If I was going to have a lawyer, but I'd rather have a lawyer named Shark or Lucky.
Oh, I'd always go with the lawyer named Lucky.
Okay. Aww. Lucky Jezrani with the DA's office, but he's also Dancing with the Stars this year. And he's going to have a car wash this Sunday.
May 25th.
Or May 25th. Not this Sunday, but next.
Very soon.
Very soon.
Well, it looks like you have a personal bodyguard. Do you carry?
Oh, this is one of my colleagues from the DA's office, Josh Brown.
Oh, Josh. How are you?
Hi, Josh. Hello, everybody.
So is it hard working with Lucky Jezrani?
Absolutely. It's very difficult.
I might add that this individual looks like he should have one of those ear things.
Are you in the Matrix? Are you one of the guys from the Matrix?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, Lucky, thanks a lot.
All right, good hanging out. All right. See you guys. Take care.
Hey, you know what? Bastiani Arms down there is auctioning off, raffling off. This is probably one of the most incredible pistols you'll ever see. It's a classic. It's a 357 Colt Python. They don't make them anymore. You can't buy them in the state of California. So how can you get this one? Well, it belongs to a private individual, and you can sell it to you. And tickets for only $10 at Bastiani Arms. And all the proceeds, my friends, go to the Military Order of the Purple Heart. So I want you to head on down there. I mean, I went out and bought tickets. In fact, I don't want anybody else to go down there because I bought tickets.
Yes,
and
you
this
do.
Is
you
an
want...
incredibly beautiful pistol.
It's really big, too.
Well, it's a 357 Magnum. I think it's a 6-inch
looks like
barrel.
Clint Eastwood kind of gun.
It's a Colt Python. You know what? People collect these, and you've got a great chance of winning it.
You can go down there and see it.
10 tickets or 12 tickets for $100.
Yeah.
So, okay, we're going to take a quick
break.
And
it goes for the Order of the Purple Heart. All proceeds go to the Purple Heart.
That's right.
Stays in the local chapter. Hello.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't go anyplace else but right here.
We like to hear that because a lot of times we know, I didn't know that it went into the national. No, it stays local. A couple things again this Friday. Chicks and Chaps. Well, hello, that's today. Jeez. Okay, Chicks and Chaps. I'm really looking forward to that after this. This is just such a huge, energy thing this morning with Pancake Breakfast. In fact, so cool. Somebody just came by and gave us two tickets. So if you want to come down and don't have tickets, come down and we'll give you these two tickets from KCNR 1460. Somebody generously donated those to us. So in fact, there they go. Bye-bye. Enjoy. So anyway, today, Chicks and Chaps, and you know they are accepting, if you decide that you want to come down about 11:30, 12 o'clock to the rodeo grounds, $65 tickets each, and that is going to also stay local because, you know, today is Think Pink. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Fundraiser Day, and it's going to be fabulous. You get these rodeo clinics for women. It's a blast. It's really a girls' fun time, and that is today down at the rodeo. So come join me.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Carl Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, more talk radio show than any other place in California. We'll be right back.
Have you ever wondered if your gifts to the mission are worthwhile? Well, ask Becky, Margot, Patrick, Edward, or Tim. They can tell you the sorrow and the pain of almost losing their families. Lives going from bad to worse. Nowhere to turn. No one to help. At the mission, they were given an opportunity for a second chance. They came through our doors and were greeted with a warm welcome, a smile, provided the help that they desperately needed, and given a chance for a new start.
The Good News Rescue Mission not only provides food and shelter, but also has an academic and job training center, resource center, work search program, and a drug and alcohol recovery program. Thank you for caring for those in need. You are feeding the hungry, sheltering the homeless, and offering a hand up, not just a handout. To donate online, go to gnrm.org for Good News Rescue Mission. That's gnrm.org to help someone today or refer someone in need. Remember, your gift will help transform lives and opens the door to a brighter future.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make a telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good day, sunshine. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, your talk radio station right here. We're down in Roaring Gulch. If you couldn't tell, we're down here with about 10,000 of our closest friends down here. We're moving through. I have not seen the lines like this, but they are going through so quickly. And I've got one of the people who already had a young man by the name of Logan. Good morning, Logan.
Morning.
So how'd you like the pancake breakfast?
They were delicious. It was awesome.
They were delicious. It was awesome. Hey, I like that. Get in here. What grade are you in?
Seventh.
Seventh grade. Where'd you go to school?
Country Christian.
Country Christian. Okay. And are you playing hooky today?
No.
Okay. No hooky today. I know that, you know, Mike and Nicole, your mother and father are here from Estate Granite and more. So what else did you have besides pancakes?
Sausage and coffee.
Coffee. I think that's coffee. Now, are y'all fired up? Now, who's this? Is this your brother?
Yes.
You don't look alike. Oh, are you two twins? Okay, what's your name? Come on, get in here.
Landon Huber.
Landon Huber. So you got Logan and Landon. So you're twins, so I guess you do look alike, right? Okay, so how about you, Landon? Did you have a good time today?
Yes.
You ever been on the radio?
No.
Well, you are now. And so we're recording it and sending it all over the world. So people in Tibet are listening to you right now.
Carl, can I interject that this is a couple of redheaded young men with freckles, and they look great out here at the pancake breakfast.
They do.
And Mike should be very proud of these too.
I think they're on for all of them. Anyway, so you had a great time. We really, really appreciate y'all coming down.
Thank you.
So thank you very much. How about you? Do you want to have one? You want to say hello? There you go. Come on, you can say it. Nobody can see you, Zach. Come on. Okay, Zach's free. He's very shy.
We're going to get our sixth grader in here.
Yeah, let's get our sixth grader in here. Come on in here. So,
all right.
What's your name?
Cody Crane.
Cody Crane. Okay, Cody, how'd you like it today?
It was good.
It was good. Was it worth it? Did you have to wait in line very long?
Not too long, but kind of, yeah.
Okay, well, the line is, this is more people than we've seen in a long time, but the food's good and you're glad you came, right?
Yeah.
Do you do this every year?
Yeah.
All right. So okay. The family gets together. Now, Cody, you are in sixth grade. Does that mean like three more days? How many more days of school?
About 2 weeks.
2 weeks. And so have you already passed your finals, or are you going into finals?
I think I already passed it.
Oh, good, good, good.
They, so may, now, not do next, it. They may not do it the way we used to, honey.
So seventh grade next year is like the junior high. I mean, like some people say sixth grade is junior high, but I think seventh and eighth is junior high.
Anyway, okay.
Exciting times, Steve, Cody.
Thanks for stopping by today.
Welcome.
Okay, thanks. Mike Huber and State Granite and more.
We love our friends and family, and of course, Bob Belongi's at the helm, always does such a fabulous job.
Yeah, Bob, what can I say except that we really, really appreciate you being here, man.
Well, thank you. It's I've been coming to this thing for a very, very long time, off and on, and this has got to be the most people I've ever seen down here at the Asphalt Cowboys Pancake
Breakfast.
Wow, I
tell you what, it's going.
Nobody's cranky. You know how nice that is? You've got 10,000 people plus that are like piling in and out of here, and nobody's cranky. Everybody's really happy. And, you know, usually people standing in line are like, ugh. No, it's like everyone's smiling and everybody's great.
This is the place where you meet your friends. This is the place where you...
You see everybody.
You might see these people once a year, but they're old friends.
That's right. You know what? I just was... Well, you know what? Come here, Rhonda. Get in here real quick because I just lost my guest. Okay, wait, hang on a second. You lost your place here. Okay, just hang on, though. Rhonda Ball here from Enjoy Magazine. Don't lose your place. We'll let her go. Rhonda Ball from Enjoy Magazine is here. Hey, how you doing? How do you like this?
This is one of my favorite things. I remember when I first moved here, I was just blown away 17 years ago, and I haven't missed very many of them since I got here, so...
Well, you know what? We've been coming here since we've lived here, and I can't say what a great time. Does it look like more people tonight
it does.
Today?
It's packed.
You know
what?
They try to get. They want that 10,000. I think they've gone over. I think they're going to go over 10,000 today.
Yes.
And people are happy and smiling. There's nobody that looks upset today.
Yep. This is fun.
Okay, Rhonda.
I'm going to go get some pancakes.
Yeah, go get some pancakes.
All right.
Thanks.
See you later.
Okay, we've got Military Order of the Purple Heart. Hey, Gunny.
See you guys.
Hey, Gunny. Okay, we're bringing the Gunny in here. He's Gunnery Sergeant Bill Phelan from the Military Order of the Purple Heart. Good morning, Gunny.
Good morning, Colonel. How are you, sir? What a marvelous day.
Is this something or what?
It's outstanding. And, you know, as busy it is, you have to commend the Cowboys. This line moves rapidly. It's not like any chow line I ever stood in.
Now, you and I have been places where they just throw out MREs at us, or in your case, it was probably just raw meat because you were in for a long time.
Exactly.
Okay, well, you know, hey, Kenny, I'm just talking about Bastiani Arms is raffling off this Colt 357, Colt Python, and all the proceeds are going to your chapter here.
I told your lovely bride, Miss Linda, that I wanted to, when the next time you have him on, I want to call in and thank him publicly. We had a pre-dove season shoot out at the Redding Gun Club, and they gave us a 12-gauge shotgun for a raffle prize. They are outstanding, and I want to get by and introduce myself to them and talk to them.
You need to do that. John Bastiani really supports the veterans. And supports our community here. So John Bastiani down on Larkspur and go down and you can buy, you get 10 tickets or 12 tickets for $100. And this is just, you know, this is a primo gun. This is something you can't even buy anymore in California.
And you better get it while you can, people, because your days might be numbered.
What's going on with the military order of the Purple Heart?
We had a very, very successful golf tournament. We didn't have as many golfers this year. You and your bride were conspicuously lacking. But
we had something else to do.
But we made up on hole sponsors. We had the most hole sponsors we've ever had. And I think after, we probably grossed a little over $18,000. So
that's good. You know,
all
the proceeds go and stay around here.
We will put that to work right here in the community for our veterans and their families, and thank everybody who participated and showed up.
Yeah, fantastic.
Okay. All right, Gunny. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Thanks so much.
Anytime we can do anything.
Listen, before I go, I missed you yesterday. The Honor Guard was out. I stopped by your shop yesterday, and I guess you guys had another commitment, but they did a marvelous job out there.
They did. They were on the show at, early in the morning, and they were getting ready to go out and load out their horses and head on out there.
Well,
good time, huh?
The old World War II guys really enjoyed them. So, anyway, you guys have a great day, and thanks for this opportunity.
God bless.
Semper Fi.
Semper Fi.
Thank you so much. Are we going to have to take a break here?
No.
Where are we
on
time?
We got a few minutes.
Okay.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive. You know, Leonard and his associates there not only have just a super selection of estate jewelry, but also loose gems, diamonds, opals. In fact, he is an opal expert down at Four Winds Jewelry. And not only that, they buy gold and silver, and they will always give you the top price. Leonard is honest and will tell you what's going on with it. He'll talk to you about your jewelry. They have the only trained watch repairman in all of Redding area. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive.
You know, Carl, what's amazing here is we must have, like, just in a row, 15 darling girls going, hi. We have our head of probation. We have the sheriff. We have everybody down here. But like I said, people with lining up smiles. And you know what? We see that there's empty spaces here in the with the tables. So this is what I'm talking about, the great turnover, is that everybody will go through line and then sit down and have their nice pancake breakfast, get to visit along the way. Everybody's just really happy to be part of this event today. And we're sitting in the most incredible location. Come down and see us here. We are in Roaring Gulch for the pancake breakfast. Of course, this kicks off our huge rodeo weekend that we're totally involved in today. I'm doing pink chips and chaps to the rodeo tonight. Tomorrow morning is the parade. And then tomorrow night, again, the rodeo. And
in fact,
what else?
In fact,
corner of Market in Sacramento, for those that they're here in front of Vintage.
Okay. Yes.
That's right. Come on down and say hello to us. Sit down and get on the radio with us. You know, one of the things, too, is the we want to, you know, if you haven't bought a ticket yet, you need to buy a ticket for the rodeo. So head on down to the rodeo grounds, pick up tickets. They're great. This is the final performance tonight, and, of course, the Champions Challenge is tomorrow night, so come on down. Come on down, get your tickets, and just join out this. This is America's sport here, rodeo. And we do they do such a great job right here at the Redding Rodeos and the Redding Rodeo Cowboy Association and, of course, the Asphalt Cowboys.
And I see County CAO Larry Lee's go by.
Larry
you see,
Lee's
everybody
morning.
Is anybody down
I
here,
know,
Carl.
Dick Fighton
Dick
is right here with us,
hello.
Another veteran. Thank you for your service.
Yeah. and the pancakes are fantastic. That's what people are saying.
Fantastic. All
They've
right.
got that. They have, I think, just probably almost anything you can imagine.
All right, well, let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to get some, we have some guests that are standing by. You know, we hate to pull them out of the line, but this is really fun, you guys. Hope to see you down here. This is KCNR 1460.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. We want to extend an invitation to join us for a very special event, a salute to the veterans cruise to the British Isles. You're invited to join Linda and I for this very special cruise.
August 15th, 2014, with a special emphasis for veterans, family, and friends who join us.
With a special tour of Normandy beaches and the landing spots for D-Day, the military tattoo in Edinburgh, and a special visit over to Ireland.
Hi, this is Alice at Avanti Travel. My husband Bob and I will be on the cruise too. We're so excited and anxious for you to join us. We'll have special events on the cruise like cocktail parties, group photos, military history presentations, and much, much more. So call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 for more information. All our gals are just waiting to hear from you. This is a very special cruise where we honor our veterans. Everyone is invited. So give us a call right away.
Cresson's Mattress Gallery on Athens Avenue is your local, family-owned and family-operated complete sleep headquarters with the largest mattress inventory in the North State, featuring Organipedic BioMI, the purest latex mattress made, the Spring Air and HD line, the only mattress with a 20-year non-pro-rated warranty, and now featuring the AH Beard Luxury line with over 100 years of experience producing high-quality, handcrafted mattresses with pressure-relieving full-body orthopedic support. Cresson's also carry a large selection of adjustable beds, futons, organic sheets, mattress pads, and the largest organic and regular pillow selection in town. Cresson's carry more in-stock inventory than any store in the North State and provide same-day delivery. You'll find the very best prices every day at Cresson's. Plus, you always receive 12 months no-interest OAC. Ask Steve, Lance, Travis, or Shane about Cresson's 60-night comfort guarantee only at Cresson's Mattress Gallery. 2355 Athens Avenue, next to the Lazy Boy Furniture Gallery, home of the best price and the best selection. Remember, your waking hours are only as good as your last night's sleep.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Reevaluate your current outdoor watering schedule. Make sure to water later in the evening or early in the morning, because when it's hot or windy, more than a third of the water can be lost to evaporation. Watering your landscape during the coolest part of the day allows water to soak into the soil and minimizes runoff. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Hi, I'm Andrea Abraham. My husband Dilgesh and I drew up this business on paper napkins on the island of Cyprus 5 years ago. And now we've opened our furniture store in the heart of downtown Reading, Indwelling Furniture and Art Objects. We're so excited to be here. We have brought artisan furniture and whimsical gifts from around the world. Please come by and see us. You can call us 361-6727 or visit us online, indwellinghome.com. Indwelling Furniture and Art Objects, 1760 California Street, where dreamers come.
I should have been a cowboy.
Yeah. Love it. Well, you know what? I've always loved cowboys. And, you know, don't mind dressing up like a cowgirl once in a while.
I have 12 cowboy hats. Just for that
reason. You know, we both love horses. So, you know, the rodeo and love the rodeo. Both grew up on rodeo and just love it. This portion of the show, in fact, Martin was here. And just a great another community advocate.
Lions Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all makes, models of heating and cooling systems. You know, Martin is also offering from Alliance Heating and Air. The first day, it's officially 100 degrees out at the Reading Airport. You give them a call at 221-2642, and Martin will donate $100 to your favorite charity. That's right. The first day that it's 100 degrees at the Reading Airport, Martin and Alliance Heating and Air will donate $100 to your favorite charity. Okay, give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org.
Are you seeing just a little bit of a breakup? I think this is the first, like, you can throw a marble. I guess maybe you have to be quick, but because it's, I understand that the line
is... It's like now they're just moving by, like, everybody's going on a walk. There's nobody...
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. People are walking
by
and
happy...
See,
I'm talking about people with their happy faces. It's
people
so nice
happy
to see
faces
that, yeah.
On. That's right. Yeah, it's good to see these things. Okay, you know, it's another example. Okay, we're down here at Roaring Gulch. Linda and I are down here at Roaring Gulch. And this is probably the most people we've ever seen down here. And everybody's moving forward, moving through.
Hey, there you are.
Here comes. Hey,
come and
come
sit down with us. Well, that's okay. They can sit with
they
us for a
second.
They
can sit here and say, too.
All right.
Ryan Denham.
Good morning. Yes.
So,
good morning.
Denham, how are you doing?
Doing great.
What do you think? It looks like more people today than ever.
Looks like a fantastic turnout.
It does. We've been watching this lineup for, ever since we've been here. So, okay, we need to have, so, what's your name?
Hi.
What's your name, hon?
Delaney.
And did you have a good time today?
Yes.
Do you like pancakes?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Are you skipping school?
No.
No, okay, you're not.
We're just going to be
school.
A little late today.
Okay, just a little bit late. And who's your buddy there?
I'm Reese.
You're Reese. And did you have a good time?
Uh-huh.
You like pancakes and sausage and all that? Like being out? Isn't this nice?
Well, we nice love your family. Yeah. We know your grandma and your grandpa and, of course, your father. And we just think you guys are great. We're so happy that you're here. Thanks for being on the air this morning. What does a pancake breakfast mean for you?
It means a lot. I really like their pancakes. It's awesome.
Do you like to see all the people here?
Yeah. Sometimes I see my friends.
A lot of kids here today, huh?
Uh-huh.
Well, there's a lot of
what does a pancake breakfast mean for you?
I really like it because they make really good pancakes.
And they make 10,000 of them. Wow. You know how much a ton is? Tons a lot, right? 2,000 pounds? 3 tons of pancake batter.
Yeah.
There you
thanks,
go.
Guys.
Perfect.
Well,
and
Brian,
your media stars
thanks for
right
out
there.
This morning.
Oh,
yeah. We're going to jump in this line.
All right.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh,
high
school. Oh, okay. Great. We'll
oh,
see
okay.
you.
All right.
Okay.
Take it easy. Bye-bye.
Oh, we're catching them beforehand.
That's Ryan
right.
Denham. You know, we did buy our car from the Denhams, and it was a great experience. And I love my Jeep, and it's been a blast. And so Jim Pope, finally we get Jim Pope in Sydney.
Oh, thanks for joining
thanks.
Us now, Sheriff. You're Jim Pope. Former Shasta County Sheriff Jim Pope's with us here, all decked out. What are you doing? You just going walking around shaking hands with everybody?
Well, that's kind of what I do sometimes.
Well, you know what? Well, that's good, though. You're an ambassador for us.
Well, that's what I try to be. Try to be an ambassador.
So how many people do you think you got today, buddy?
Geez, I don't have a clue, but I know it's lots and lots. Thousands.
Well, you know what? This is the, you know, we were talking, everybody's been saying this is the most I've ever seen it for coming through here. I mean, I've never seen it like, you know, them constantly cycling through like this in front of us.
Yeah, I was just helping a lady across the street here a few minutes ago, and when I was 15 minutes ago when I was down that way, there were a line. That line was clear down to the red light on Pine Street.
Oh my gosh.
And this one was on this side, was all the way to California Street, and that means then around the both blocks.
Yeah. Well, this line in front of us, they said, goes all the way down to down there to that street.
To the mall down
to
there.
To the mall.
Yeah, right.
So there's a lot of people here. Now, where does all the money go to with this?
Well, the Cowboys use the money for different programs. They bought police dogs for sheriff's office and Reading PD. They've helped, and we do kids programs, and it's all that's... It's given,
well,
you know,
you.
To different groups.
Wait a minute, we've got a lady here. So this, she listens to us every day.
Good morning.
Good morning, and starting.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hi there.
This is what we love, Jim. You know, it's like you said. So. You know, this is the best seat in the house. We see all these people go. You know, and you were sheriff for how many years? You were sheriff for how many years?
Well, I was sheriff for 15 years to the day. I was with the sheriff's office for over 40 years. And total law enforcement in Shasta County was 42 years, 7 months, 11 days.
So this is like seeing a lot of your kin. This
yeah.
is almost like seeing family. A lot of these Reading people that come to this rodeo, that come to the rodeo and do the pancake breakfast, every year you must just be like...
And that's one that... Yeah, that's one of the greatest things, what I enjoy about this, is I'll see people this week and this morning that I probably haven't seen since last year. And so the people look forward to this. Rodeo week, pancake breakfast, parade. Everything's a really big thing in Reading and Shasta County. And I'm just happy to be a little part of it.
Well, thank you, Sheriff Pope. And what we see is that with the people walking by here, everyone has a smile on their face. They're
yeah.
happy to be here,
well,
you know, and courteous.
Yeah, it's interesting. The different groups, they come in groups. They meet here. People are all asking me, have you seen so-and-so? Have you seen so-and-so? You know, they're trying to hook up. But people get up early in the morning, and they come and enjoy themselves, enjoy their friends, and... And so, it's just a great time for
it is, you know,
our area.
And you see people dressed, they're in their scrubs, like from the hospital. And
yep.
They're in dresses and coats and ties. So, I mean, you know, a lot of kids and
yeah, lots and lots of cowboy boots.
Lots of cowboy boots.
Kids getting ready to go to school, you know.
Here. Yeah. So, well, Jim, have you seen this change over the last 20 or 30 years? Has it changed at all? The breakfast here, more, less, what?
Well, I think. Since I was just telling somebody a while ago, the first time I came to one of the breakfasts, I was probably in high school. Hi, Butch. And,
Butch Schaefer's here. Butch, when you finish, after you finish, come on by
and say hello. Right down the street here, and there was just a small group. And now I think we've been running around 10,000 people, 8,000 to 10,000 people pretty regular for some time now. And that's a lot of people that come through here in a we serve from 5 to 10 o'clock. The guys get up at, some of them are here at 1:30, 2 in the morning getting ready to cook and start serving. And it goes on and on and on. And it's really, well, it's a great for our area, great time and nice day like this. And we really appreciate Carl, you and Linda and your station being here each year and promoting, encouraging us and being here for our community.
Well, thank you, Jim, so much. We just appreciate you. We have just a few more minutes left. Thanks so much. We've got our veterans here. Thank you for your service.
Well, hey, thank you very much for what you've done.
Somebody brought a cigar because, of course, we know Carl loves a cigar.
So everybody have a good day. Everybody annoyed you around here.
Sheriff Jim Pope, thanks a lot there, Sheriff. Hey,
God bless you all.
God bless you.
And we're going to see you all soon. We'll see you tonight at the rodeo. And second deployment. Do we want to talk about that? You know, to pull them out of line?
After you. Okay.
Oh, no. Okay.
We'll talk about it some other time. But yeah.
We love that.
One of our listeners' son's getting ready to deploy a second time.
Thank you so much. Week.
Thank you.
You
know what? Thank you for your service, too. And thank you, son.
Go back and do it again if they let me.
There's so many people here. You know, there's a lot of people rolling through here that, like we said, the line's caught back up again. There's more, more and more people.
Yeah. Thank you, Jim.
Thanks a lot, Sheriff.
Jim, we appreciate it, Sheriff.
There's got to be more people than 11,000 this year. I mean, yeah, we got, okay.
You're great.
Well, you know what? Y'all have got to stop by and say that on the air.
Yeah.
You know what?
We get wonderful Facebook and emails. Thank you. We just are filled with blessed.
You know what, Linda?
This is why we love living here.
We are blessed. And, the fact is that with the, this is just another example why living in Redding is a great place. Anytime I think of, people talking about or denigrating Redding and the area around here, I think about things like this. I think about the Chicks and Chaps rodeo, I think about all the people that are trying,
Julie DePrada is going to be there today with Chicks and Chaps. Of course, she's.
Did you get the beamer back?
Did you get the beamer back? She got the beamer.
The bull. Yeah. She's going to be. Julie DePrada is going to be riding the bull today.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that doesn't surprise me, Julie. So. The other things going on, like you have the pancake breakfast, you have all the different things that go on to help people in this area here up in Northern California in Shasta County. You can't say enough about it. They help veterans. They love veterans up here. They help people. People donate when things are tough. They still donate. You got Sarah Pacific Industry donated $1 million. $1 million to help One Safe Place. That's one-fifth of everything they need to build this new facility they need. Haven Humane, that takes care of the animals, and how Mark Story and what he does with that group there. It's just a number of different groups of people and the community that supports it. That's, what can you say beyond that? Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, it's somebody else Joe and Shelley support our community in so many different ways. You go there, go to Espresso Joe's with coffee, get your coffee. Walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Veterans always get discounts and Tobacco and Brew. They're always treated honorably there at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Well, we're just seeing lots of people. I mean, we're seeing people.
Our neighbors.
We're seeing our neighbors.
John and Martha.
We see our neighbors once a year here.
Up at the doggy park. Yeah. But, they're next to us. And, of course, he's probably in
here come the, and here comes the Marine Color Guard.
Oh, boy.
The Marine Mounted Color Guard are out there.
Looking forward to that.
And we'll get them on here as soon as we get back from the news.
All right. Thank you so much,
Bless
Sheriff.
Bless you too, Sheriff. Jim Pope is here. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. How much time we got left? About 15 seconds. Join us after the news. We got the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard is going to be joining us.
Thank you, Bob.
We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel says the U.S. is committed to ensuring Iran never gets its hands on a nuclear weapon.
America will do what we must to live up to that commitment.
Hagel spoke in Jerusalem, where Prime Minister Netanyahu said the international community must stand strong against Iran. Amid apparent security worries, Nigeria's President Goodluck Jonathan has canceled a trip to the traumatized town from which Islamic terrorists abducted some 300 schoolgirls.
The cancellation of this visit underlines just how fragile the security situation is in the northeast. Goodluck Jonathan has come under fire for apparently being slow to give serious attention to the abduction of the schoolgirls more than a month ago.
As the BBC's Gabriel Gatehouse reporting on Wall Street, stocks have stabilized a day after taking a pretty good-sized hit yesterday. They've been mixed or slightly lower in opening minutes of trading today. Yesterday, the Dow lost 167 points. Dealing with 9 fires in Southern California around the San Diego area, but not all homeowners are happy with the hard work that's been done by the fire crew. Some have lost their homes. Jim Buchanan spent most of the past 2 days protecting his home.
We managed to go ahead and save my house and my garage here just with the garden hose, but we had a lot of Escondido Fire and Cal Fire trucks. When it got real hot and heavy, they pulled up, and they're the ones that helped save everything.
He spoke to NBC's Today Show. Navy divers working to recover the body of a truck driver whose tractor trailer drove off the side of the Chesapeake Bay Bridge.
He appeared to swerve at the last second when he realized that he was about to impact one of our maintenance trucks. Unfortunately, he still struck the back of that truck and then jackknifed and went off the west side.
That's Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel Deputy Director Tom Anderson. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
BSA, the Software Alliance, assures that the reporting of software piracy is kept confidential. You reported it. Was that your experience?
Yes. I mean, the entire process was confidential. It was pretty quick and easy. I went to their website and it asked all the information. Really, they took it from there.
Report software piracy confidentially and you may be eligible for a cash reward. Go online and input nopiracy.org or call 1-888-NO-PIRACY. Help protect innovation. That's nopiracy.org or call 1-888-NO-PIRACY.
Berlin police say they've uncovered a human trafficking gang that used dead people's passports for smuggling into Germany.
About 120 officers raided several buildings in the German capital early Thursday, including an Islamic funeral home run by a Syrian national. Officers found about 50 German, Moroccan, Egyptian, and other passports during the raid. He says the gang appears to have charged up to $6,830 per passport to Syrians and others wanting to come to Germany.
That's SRN's Keith Peters reporting. Labor organizers turned up the pressure on McDonald's yesterday, staging protests in more than 30 countries demanding $15 an hour to flip burgers. Rick Berman is with the Center for Union Facts.
There's no indentured servitude in this country. If you don't like who you're working for, you should say either A, I want a raise because I deserve it, or B, I'm going to get a job someplace else.
Big unions trying to bring attention to what they say is the plight of low-wage workers at McDonald's. This is SRN News. Veterans Affairs Secretary Eric Shinseki appeared before a Senate committee to face questions yesterday about the treatment delays at VA facilities that may have led to many deaths.
Arizona Republican John McCain says allegations of treatment delays and deaths, particularly at the VA facility in Phoenix, are despicable.
No one should be treated this way in a country as great as ours.
He'll find no disagreement from the VA secretary.
If any allegations are true, they're completely unacceptable to me
to veterans, and I will tell you the vast majority of dedicated VHA employees who come to work every day to do their best by those veterans.
That's why Eric Shinseki vows to fully investigate the allegations and to hold employees accountable in cases of misconduct.
That's SRN's Linda Kenyon. Home construction surged in April to the highest pace in 6 months, but most of that gain came from the apartment sector. Taken by analysts as a sign, many Americans are still struggling financially to buy their own single-family homes. More details at SRNnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 8:06 in the morning. Carl and the Bot are down here in Roaring Gulch with 10,000. No, it's got to be more than that. It's got to be 11,000 of our closest friends down here. And the lines have just gone all the way by, and we're having a great time down here, Linda and I.
And we have some special little guests with us, but before we get to you, let's go to Susan Eastman with our Wells Fargo Market Minute. Susan, what's going on Wall Street?
Well, we have a down day today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is off 6 points, 16,440. Excuse me. The S&P 500 is off a point at 1869. The Nasdaq Composite is down 14 points at 4,055. Some of the day's biggest movers, U.S. Bancorp up 13 cents at 40.70. ExxonMobil down 8 cents at $100.70. Home Depot positive 47 cents at 46.71. Taking a look at local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bankshares down 9 cents at 22.80. North Valley Bank off 15 cents at 21.24. Bank of Commerce flat and trading at $6.40. For commodities, gold is up $1 an ounce at $12.95. Silver off 7 cents at 19. And crude oil up 49 cents, trading at $101 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708, 808, and 908 in the morning. They're there to tell you where they can help you with your Roth IRAs, you name it. They've got it, 243-7561. Or head on down to Park Marina Drive, our Wells Fargo Advisors, great people. Now, before we get to our Gunnery Sergeant Garcia of the Marine Corps, United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard, Linda's got a couple of special guests here.
Well, we have some really great kids here today. And let's just hear it. 1, 2, 3, did you love?
Attention experienced caregivers or those with an interest in working with the elderly. Home Helpers is currently hiring compassionate caregivers. We work with elderly clients in their homes. All our services are non-medical, so past experience is helpful but not necessary. At Home Helpers, we value our caregivers and have many incentives. If you have retired and have 10 to 20 hours a week or are looking to make a job change, why not work with seniors and allow them the independence to remain at home? Our services include light housekeeping, transportation, preparing meals, medication reminders, and companionship. Schedules are available weekdays, evenings, weekends, and overnights. All applicants must pass a criminal background check and DMV screening. If you feel called to help seniors and are committed to providing a safe and wonderful experience for our clients, Home Helpers is interested in you. Please visit our website at homehelpers.cc or call 226-8350 for more information. Home Helpers is committed to helping all seniors age at home. Home Helpers, there is no place like home.
Have you ever wondered if your gifts to the mission are worthwhile? Well, ask Becky, Margot, Patrick, Edward, or Tim. They can tell you the sorrow and the pain of almost losing their families. Lives going from bad to worse. Nowhere to turn. No one to help. At the mission, they were given an opportunity for a second chance. They came through our doors and were greeted with a warm welcome, a smile, provided the help that they desperately needed, and given a chance for a new start.
The Good News Rescue Mission not only provides food and shelter, but also has an academic and job training center, resource center, work search program, and a drug and alcohol recovery program. Thank you for caring for those in need. You are feeding the hungry, sheltering the homeless, and offering a hand up, not just a handout. To donate online, go to gnrm.org for Good News Rescue Mission. That's gnrm.org to help someone today or refer someone in need. Remember, your gift will help transform lives house and opens the door to a brighter future.
All right, we're back live here at KCNR 146. We're at Roaring Gulch here with the Pancake Breakfast. And sorry about that.
And our special guest, Gunnery Sergeant Garcia, who is the NCOIC, NATS Non-Commissioned Officer in Charge of the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard. And I'm sorry we got cut in. When we're on these remotes like that, sometimes that happens. Well, you know what that's like.
Oh, yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Remember,
thank you so much.
Every op plan is good till the first round goes downrange.
This is true. That is very true. There's always that perfect plan. As soon as you kick off and you start, that's when it goes completely haywire and bonkers. So,
there you go. And that's the nice way of putting it.
Yes, the very politically correct version.
So you guys rode last night?
Yes,
in the
ma'am.
Parade, and you're going to lead off
the rodeo.
In the rodeo.
Yes, ma'am.
And you're going to lead off in the rodeo again this evening.
That is correct.
We'll be in the stands.
Yes, we'll be looking for everyone.
Oh, yeah, I bet you.
And then, of course, the parade tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
I understand you went to the Veterans Home today.
Oh, yes.
Or
yesterday. It was an amazing event for us, finally, to give back to the communities and see veterans that have paved the way for us to what we are today, you know. So we had to give them the honor, you know, to be in their presence, which was, they said, we still talk about it right now. We're still talking about it. It had that big impact.
Did you see that Marine Raider? Did you
meet
him? Yes,
actually I did. I told him, you know, from one reconnaissance Marine to another, you know, it's an honor. So you don't meet a gentleman like that anymore.
Hey, Gunny, how long you been in?
18 years.
18 years. So you're probably going to make a career out of this, right?
I'm going to keep going until either I stop having fun or, you know, they give me my walk-in papers, one of the two.
Well, you know, it took me 30 years to figure that out, 30 plus, so to figure that one out. This is your first time to Reading. This is the first time for you to be here for our rodeo and with the Color Guard. What do you think?
Oh, it is. We don't want to leave. Actually, we're trying to see if we can establish, you know, a little foothold here somewhere so we can work out of here.
Well, I mean, you could be, how about the Northern Division? How about a forward operating base right here in Reading?
I'll make sure that I'll take care of this one over here while everyone goes back to Barstow and we can do, I think, via email correspondence.
Well, you know what? You know, everybody's in the telecommuting, you know, saving money and all that. You could bring some horses up here, some Marines up here, and then just kind of handle this whole area. Right.
We would love that. Honestly, we would love that.
Plenty of arenas here that would welcome you.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
Well, you know what? Everybody really appreciates. We know that you're only taking so many of these a year, and the fact that you selected us to come out is something that we're really, really proud of here, and we're very, very proud of you all.
Oh, thank you.
All of our combat Marines and every one of you are combat tours here.
Yes, sir.
Before you got
here. Some of us have multiple tours. Yes.
Well, Gunnery Sergeant Garcia, I can't say enough about how much we appreciate you all being here and that you will always be welcome. Shasta County honors its veterans, I tell you.
Yes, sir. I said, from myself and the Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard, it is an honor and privilege to be here with you all here, and hopefully we get to see you guys next year again.
Oh, yeah. Well, we've got to. You know what? We'll establish that forward operating base here
exactly.
During the year.
Exactly. We'll start working on the prints and get everything set up.
Yeah. Well, we will see you tonight at the rodeo, tomorrow at the parade, and then tomorrow night again at the rodeo.
That is correct.
Looking forward to you on your horses.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for what you've done for our country.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. All right, we're here. We're going to take a quick break, then we're going to have Sheriff Tom Pasenko will join us. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR, 1460.
Attention experienced caregivers or those with an interest in working with the elderly. Home Helpers is currently hiring compassionate caregivers. We work with elderly clients in their homes. All our services are non-medical, so past experience is helpful but not necessary. At Home Helpers, we value our caregivers and have many incentives. If you have retired and have 10 to 20 hours a week or are looking to make a job change, why not work with seniors and allow them the independence to remain at home? Our services include light housekeeping, transportation, preparing meals, medication reminders, and companionship. Schedules are available weekdays, evenings, weekends, and overnights. All applicants must pass a criminal background check and DMV screening. If you feel called to help seniors and are committed to providing a safe and wonderful experience for our clients, Home Helpers is interested in you. Please visit our website at homehelpers.cc or call 226-8350 for more information. Home Helpers is committed to helping all seniors age at home. Home Helpers, there is no place like home.
Have you ever wondered if your gifts to the mission are worthwhile? We'll ask Becky, Margot, Patrick, Edward, or Tim. They can tell you the sorrow and the pain of almost losing their families. Lives going from bad to worse. Nowhere to turn. No one to help. At the mission, they were given an opportunity for a second chance. They came through our doors and were greeted with a warm welcome, a smile, provided the help that they desperately needed, and given a chance for a new start.
The Good News Rescue Mission not only provides food and shelter, but also has an academic and job training center, resource center, work search program, and a drug and alcohol recovery program. Thank you for caring for those in need. You are feeding the hungry, sheltering the homeless, and offering a hand up, not just a handout. To donate online, go to gnrm.org for Good News Rescue Mission. That's gnrm.org to help someone today or refer someone in need. Remember, your gift will help transform lives and opens the door to a brighter future.
The 66th Annual Reading Rodeo thunders into town this week. It's 4 days of action-packed rodeo with 3 performances of the Wrangler Million Dollar Silver Tour Rodeo. Wednesday and Thursday, it's family night. Both nights, all grandstand seating priced at general admission. And Friday is tough enough to wear pink night, sponsored by Pendleton Whiskey. Saturday night, it's the Wrangler Champions Challenge and Tri-County's Bank Night, as the top 10 in each event compete for a one-night $80,000 purse. Over 50 championships will be represented in this one night of rodeo. The Reading Rodeo will be jam-packed full of exciting family entertainment all 4 nights. Tickets are on sale now for all events. Follow the Reading Rodeo on Facebook for up-to-date rodeo information and events. The Reading Rodeo grounds roar to life for the annual Reading Rodeo this week.
For tickets, go online to ReadingRodeo.com or visit the Rodeo box office at the Reading Rodeo grounds Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6. Or order by phone at 241-8859. And enjoy the Reading Rodeo.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew, guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
You know, Savannah, you do such great work back there. You know, we're here at Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460. More local talk radio station or shows than you can shake a stick at. I'll get that out eventually. Yeah. KCNR 1460. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Crown Motors. That's right. Looking for a new, previously owned, new truck or SUV. Don't go any further than 555 Cypress Avenue. Head on down to Reading Crown Motors. They've been hosting the Cowboys down there for signings and all that. Give them a call, 223-2177. They are outstanding. And we're here with Senator Maurice Johannesson.
Good morning,
Senator.
Good morning.
So how many times, you must be going to this, all the time.
Well, you know, this is, I've been living in Reading now for 54 years, and it never ceases to amaze me. It never ceases to amaze me, the difference between going to other areas of the state and other state. Never ceases to amaze me.
Well, you know,
and, you know, it's to me, this is something they all should experience, and they will know what it is to live someplace else but San Francisco and L.A. Sorry about that, but that is exactly true.
You're exactly right here. And you know what? We've had more, it seems like more people today than we've ever seen.
Yes.
I've never seen the lines go through there.
And they're still coming through, right?
Yeah, they're still coming through.
But I just want to tell you, Colonel, that you and your wife have done so much for us.
Oh, thank you.
Well, thank you very much.
That's a big compliment
coming from you, sir.
No, you're really the sound signpost that the veterans have. And I don't know how far down south you reach this radio station. But if they can turn it up a little bit, great.
Well, we'd like to do that. Yeah, yes, maybe we'll do a big fundraiser next year during the pancake breakfast and build another tower there for you.
Well, I tell you what, I just want to know how much we appreciate as veterans, how much we appreciate it.
Well, you know what? This is a great place.
And I don't
place.
Care if you're a Marine and I'm an Army. Okay, I want to get that in.
You got a couple Marines over here with their.
But anyway.
Well, you know what, Senator, you know what, this is a great place. You're one of the reasons it's a great place. And people know that. The people here are smiling, happy, you know, the state, of our state of Jefferson up here, yeah. Our Northern California, the Shasta County. It's a great place to live.
Well, you know, whenever you're kind enough and put me on your station, and I always open by saying congratulations. You're from, you know, good morning, you know, for example,
yeah.
You're from the state of Jefferson.
Yeah, there you go.
And that's only half tongue-in-cheek because there's a different, it is a different, totally different mindset.
Yes.
To be up here.
Yes.
I met somebody was out, I think he was from New Hampshire or some places like that, and you know what? He was starting to talk about getting down on us a little bit, you know, and so forth. I tell you what we will do. You can go anywhere in the world you want to. I'll pay the trip for you, but leave your passport here, please.
He thought
I was kidding, and I wasn't.
Yeah. You know, Maurice Kuhn.
But anyway, thank you.
Senator,
well,
thank
you
so
much for joining
Senator.
Us, sir.
And we'll see you at the rodeo.
I'm sure you'll be out there. Are you going to be riding bulls this year again?
I have been riding bulls for so long. Oh, no, that was something else.
Oh, you're throwing bull.
Well, okay. Throwing bull is what I was doing.
The bulldog.
Sorry, I should have got to the off line here. Thank you for reminding me.
You bet. Okay.
Take care.
Thank you very much, Senator. Hey, you know,
right,
we have here right behind the senator.
Yes, thanks,
thank
Senator.
You so much, sir. Yeah, Sheriff Tom Basenko. Tom, come on in. Sit down here, partner.
Hey, good morning, Carl and Linda.
How are you?
You know what? Here you are with Sheriff Tom. And
asphalt cowboy shirt on.
That's right. And the sheriff here, but he's also asphalt cowboy.
Yep. And Reading Rodeo Association.
Yeah. And you know what? You got it. You belong to everything.
About 15 community civic organizations.
So you want your own show on the station, too?
I just about do. I come in every month, and sometimes I kind of take over on your show.
We're missing you, because, and I know why, too. We're going to miss you this month.
We'll just reschedule.
Reschedule, okay.
It's Wednesday, right?
I think so. And you know what? Becky is leaving, and we know who Becky is.
Becky is my executive assistant, and she keeps things running smoothly, but she's on a very well-deserved vacation, and wish her all the best while she's on vacation.
Okay. Yes. Well, you know, Tom, you've seen a lot of changes here, right?
What's that?
You've seen a lot of changes here.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We're living the change right now with prison realignment, but we're doing the absolute best that we can and trying to get some more beds built with this new facility that we're having come in and trying to keep them in check with our compliance team with the Reading Police Department and Anderson Police Department and probation and of course, GPS. So we're working very hard to meet the challenges of today and tomorrow.
Well, and you know what? But you know, when I look out here and I look at all these people out here today, and you know what? You can kind of put all those things
this
off
is the
into
community
another day.
Big community event for the Asphalt Cowboys. We'll be serving somewhere between 10 and 12,000 people by 10 a.m. And the line is just now starting to lighten up, but there's still plenty of time. We still got another hour and a half for breakfast. You can come on down and have a great breakfast put on by the Asphalt Cowboys. And the money goes towards our scholarships and community events. And we might even have a ticket to give away, Linda, don't we?
We have a ticket, actually.
Yeah.
I love that. People are, like, maybe they have an extra ticket and somebody didn't show up. So come by the where we are here. We're right, you know, by Vintage. You can't miss us.
We're right in the middle.
Just look for the KCNR sign.
That's right.
We're on the corner. You'll see Bob. You'll see Bob and, you know.
Us.
Anyway, so come by. We've got a free ticket for you to have the pancake, pancake breakfast special. I'm so hungry. I can't
wait. We're still serving up. Come on down. And then don't forget, tonight is the third night of the Reading Rodeo Association, the Reading Rodeo. Some great shows the last two nights. And then Saturday night, we're almost sold out, and we got some championship riders on Saturday night.
Really?
So if somebody has a we just gave that ticket away for somebody's having a free breakfast.
Somebody's got a badge.
Somebody with a badge you just got it.
Badge?
He had a gun.
No badges?
Yeah, he had a gun too. So
yeah.
you gave him
the ticket since he had a badge and a gun.
Too.
Good
That's
man.
Right. Hey,
but Reading Rodeo Association, great performances. So if you get a chance, come on by. Get a ticket down there at the ticket booth.
Yeah, let's sell some more tickets for tonight and tomorrow.
Yeah.
Night. Join Linda and I. We'll be down there whooping it up too.
And we'll make some changes. I'll give you back on the show, or maybe I'll send a...
Maybe we'll just give you a show.
I've done that, too, before.
Love
I substituted.
That.
Well, you know what I think? Because we're going to be gone for a couple of days here that we can do the Sheriff Tom
Maybe
Singo show.
Maybe get the sheriff and chief of police, Rob Letty. We'll have the the Tom and Rob show.
There you go.
And then Rob will want to have the Rob and Tom show.
Yep, you know what? Yeah. We'll
make it work.
Right away.
Yeah.
Hey, Sheriff Tom Basenko, thank you so much.
You bet. Have a great morning.
Thanks, Tom.
Okay. Hey, you know, we're here with also, we've been talking to Gunnery Sergeant Garcia. And now we have, come on, sit down here, First Sergeant.
Okay.
We got you again.
Yes.
Hey, First Sergeant.
Kretschmer.
Okay, and you're leaning a little bit closer here, or just hold it up, whatever is easy for you.
All right.
First Sergeant Kretschmer.
Okay, now First Sergeant is also a member of the team here, but you're the First Sergeant of the battalion that they're assigned to?
That is correct.
And you're at Barstow?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so, you know, what do you think so far? I know this is your first time, but what do you think so far?
This is outstanding. This is a community that is together. Coming out here for a pancake breakfast, this is amazing. It's good to see all these people out here.
Well, you know, I tell you what, we haven't seen this many in a long time. I mean, it's not true. We see 10,000 every year, but it seems like it's even more this year. It seems like we're like 11 or 12,000 out here. I know you all have a busy schedule. How much do y'all? I know that it's been cut back as opposed to what it was, but you're leaving from here and going to.
We're going back to Barstow for a day to refit, to get food for the horses, get our uniform squared away, and then we're heading out to Washington, D.C.
That's a big parade out there.
Yes, it is, yes.
Now, I understand that y'all are thinking about using a forward operating base, putting a forward operating base up here in the Redding for the Northern California area.
I think that'd be an outstanding idea. I'll see what I can do, but I can't promise anything.
Well, you know, I think it's probably a good idea, a place for the horses, and, sign a few Marines up here so that you don't have to travel so far north. You can just take them from here, like, you know, in advanced bases. And you do that stuff in the Marine Corps, right?
Yeah, yep.
And
see what we can do.
I have to say that the Marine Corps uniform by far is just the most beautiful. And it's very becoming. Of course, we see you and we think, wow, thank you for your service. And then, damn, you look good in that uniform.
That's how we met. I was in uniform. She never had a chance. So
uniform speaks.
And Linda says, "Hi, Candy."
Hi, Candy. Yeah.
Well, you know what? Again, we appreciate so much you've done for our country, and the fact that you're out here and representing the Marine Corps as well as you do. And thank you so much. I know that there's a lot of places that would like to have you out, you know, for their events, and that you have chosen us. So we appreciate it.
Thank you. We're happy to be here. And it's an honor to be out here for this pancake breakfast.
Great. All right. Thanks a lot, First Sergeant.
Thank you.
And be safe out there in Semper Fidelis.
Yeah. We have a couple other Marines over here, too, I like that they're surrounding our booth. Thank you so much. Good to see you. We'll see you again. Chicks and Chaps is happening today at the rodeo grounds. We're going to be all meeting up at the cantina. And that's $65 a ticket. The money stays locally here. It's a breast cancer awareness fundraiser. Carl's wearing his pink shirt. It is Think Pink Day at the rodeo again tonight. You'll see pink hats and a sea of pink. And all the cowboys and cowgirls are also wearing their pink. So come and have a fun girls' night out. Meet up with the top cowboys and cowgirls. And Nate, you were at the rodeo last night.
Nate Albarea, our sportscaster, sports announcer, and head of our sports department. Were you down at the rodeo last night?
I was at the rodeo last night, giving some updates to the fine folks from Enjoy Magazine who were hosting your show on the spot.
On the spot, yeah.
And it was absolutely a fantastic time. Just the environment of the Redding Rodeo, the age difference of crowd members, which just fascinated me. I met a grandpa out there who was at his 40th Redding Rodeo, and with him were a couple 8-year-old kids who were at their first Redding Rodeo.
That's just cool.
How beautiful that is.
Yeah. Now, you're from Humboldt County.
Spent 5 years of my life out in the interesting place known as Humboldt County.
Okay, so did you ever have, like, was your history, any rodeos in your history? Or is this, like, kind of, like, new for you?
It was my first rodeo. No, it was actually my second rodeo
up in
Shasta County. That joke's never going to get old.
Yeah.
The Salinas Rodeo, actually. I'm originally from Santa Cruz County. Now, they call it a rodeo, so I don't know how much street cred that has around these parts. But the Salinas Rodeo actually is a highly respected event down there in Monterey County.
Sort of like Ammons and Almonds.
Ammons and Almonds. Well, my father was in Las Vegas when they had the big national rodeo a few years ago, and he meets one of the cowboys in the hotel, and he says, "Sir, I've always wondered, is it rodeo or rodeo?" And the cowboy looked at my dad and he said, "Sir, Rodeo is the name of a street.
It's a I was going to say, don't say Rodeo. I mean, that's no. Just...
So did you enjoy the rodeo last night?
I had a great time last night. Missy Patton was down there selling programs, and we hung out. We had a good time. And,
you didn't buy 100 programs, did you?
You know, I almost did, but then I said, oh, Missy, I forgot my wallet. So, yeah.
and she goes, hey, that's what all the girls say. Anyway, okay, Nate Alvarez, we're so proud to have Nate with us here in the station. We have nothing but good things to say about him. Our sportscaster, we're getting ready to start Colt 45 baseball here.
Colt 45's baseball, we are exactly 2 weeks from opening night, Veterans Night down there at Tiger
wow.
Field against the Santa Rosa Rosebuds, Friday night, May 30th, 7:15. Tickets are still available. Best $5 you're going to spend all summer, and I guarantee you're going to go back for more.
And this is for the veterans. This is the Veterans Night, right?
For the Northern California Veterans Cemetery.
That's right.
Getting half of the proceeds are going directly to them, so it's just a fantastic time. And living and working downtown and just walking down to this pancake breakfast, I am happy to be in downtown Reading right now. Things are alive and well.
Fantastic.
Okay,
I'm going to take a break here. You're listening to KCNR 1460. We are live down in the Rory Gulch at the pancake breakfast. We'll be right back.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
This is awesome, Uncle Vince.
Are you ready to make your first Mary's delivery?
Yeah, what are we delivering?
You can order anything off Mary's menu for delivery. So we have spaghetti with meatballs, tortellini, bruschetta, chicken parmigiana, gnocchi.
Shh. Eyes on the road. Hands at 10 and 2.
10 and 2?
Test the horn.
I'm not going to test the horn.
Horn check.
Thanks for testing the horn. It works.
How's the engine temperature?
It's fine.
Maybe I should check on the meatballs in case they're rolling around back there.
No.
This is a pretty nice car. This isn't your car, is it?
Yeah, this is my car.
Really? Huh. Wow, wouldn't have guessed that.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Are you striving to live a healthy lifestyle? Eating healthy, working out, sleeping on a toxic-laden memory foam mattress? Don't be fooled by the claims that there are no organic mattress stores in the Reading area. If you suffer from headaches, allergies, chronic fatigue, joint pain, or seizures, the solution may well be a toxic-free sleep zone. Your waking hours can only be as good as your last night's sleep. Locally manufactured in Northern California, the Organipedic mattress by OMI uses only sanitized organic raw materials to produce the purest sleep system available. In fact, if you find a purer mattress anywhere, we'll give you ours for free. Now you can sleep on the most comfortable two-sided latex mattress and the purest Organipedic by OMI. From their 100% natural rubber latex mattress to the classic OMI innerspring mattress, you can now sleep safe in a toxic world with your Organipedic mattress from Creason Sleep Gallery. Locally owned and operated since 1994, Creason's Mattress Gallery is your complete sleep headquarters and carries organic sheets and pillows. Creason's Mattress Gallery, 2355 Athens Avenue, next to the Lazy Boy Furniture Gallery.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse reminding you that in accordance with California state law, if you currently live with a person who is prohibited from possessing firearms due to state or federal law or mental incompetence, you must lock those firearms up to deny access or you yourself can be charged with a crime. Call NorCal Firearms Instruction today for your CCW and CCW renewal training. 999-1822 or visit us at readingccw.com to read our reviews or register for a class. This is Ted Leidy and I will see you at the range.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Howdy, Reading. Nate Alvarez here. It really is a privilege getting to broadcast live sports here on KCNR 1460, and once a week, I even get to host my own talk show. The NorCal Sports Show, presented by Tavan Car Wash, can be heard every Tuesday night at 6, right here on Free Fire Radio. Tavan Car Wash is Reading's friendly hometown car wash, and they are proud to be a part of the North State's only local sports radio show. Tune in, call in, let it rip. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, KCNR 1460.
And the boots around. You just
welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBaugh. We're down, of course, at Roaring Gulch with about 12,000 of our closest friends now. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices. Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop.
Yeah, we're live here, like you said, at the Pancake Breakfast, and I swear, the line has dissipated a little bit, but what we do have is, people smiling and happy, and I'm hungry, and I can't wait to be able to have this fabulous pancakes.
But you know what?
We have some special guests sitting with us right now that are good-looking guys in uniforms.
Yeah, Sergeant Tori Alba. Did I pronounce that right? Get in here close here, Sergeant.
Yes, sir.
Okay, now, Sergeant, is, of course, with the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard. And this is your second time here, though, right?
This is actually my third time in
Reading. Oh, your third time.
Yes, sir.
Okay, third time in Reading. Sorry. And so it seems like the gunny and the first sergeant seem to like this place a lot.
Oh, yes, sir. This is I've been forewarning them beforehand, before getting to Reading, and they are extremely excited, and they love the tightness that the...
Live, local, late-breaking news with Bob Martin, weekday mornings on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Is this a little bit better than climbing mountains here if you're riding horses?
I think every opportunity and every job that I have had, sir, I've excelled at. And this is just icing on the cake, you could put it.
Okay. Well, you know what? We so much appreciate y'all being here. And it's I know that you have so much, as I've talked to everybody else, you have so much so many people that want you at all their events. And we're honored that you all have chosen Reading to be one of the, I think, 17 or 18 places you go this year?
Yes, sir. This year will be about approximately 17.
And before, you've been running up to 70 places or 70 events or even more, I think.
Yes, sir. We've been that's about 72 events a year, and we've been gone for about 220 plus days a year.
And then, of course, sequestration has really cut all that back, so you have to really pick and choose, and this is one of the places.
Yes, sir.
And you're going heading on back to D.C.
Yes, sir. Once we are done with Reading, we'll be heading back to Barstow for a day. Retrofitting and then pushing back out for D.C.
Okay. All right. Well, we sure appreciate you being here, Sergeant, and thank you so much for your service. And have a great time, which I think you all probably are.
Yes, sir, we will. And believe me, it's awesome to be back in Reading again.
Great.
Thank you for having us.
All right.
Semper Fidelis.
Thanks so much. Again, we'll see you tonight at the rodeo, tomorrow at the parade, and then tomorrow night at the rodeo again.
Yes, you will.
Thank you so much for your service.
Okay. All right, what do we have here? Lance Corporal is... Okay, now we have Lance Corporal Eccles
here.
He's like,
no, come on, sit down.
You're the public affairs officer here.
Yeah, he's all embarrassed now. Don't do that.
So you can actually do public affairs in the Marine Corps, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, you know, I understand is that we're giving away free cups of coffee per ribbon here.
That would mean I only got two.
That means you get two. That's right. Well, maybe some of the... Maybe Sergeant will loan you a few.
Yeah, hopefully.
Get you a cup of... You know, the reason I say that was I was a second lieutenant. And I was in an area, and I was around a bunch of gunnery sergeants and old captains and all this, and I had my National Defense Medal, and that was it. And they had that sign up by the coffee pot. One free cup of coffee per medal. That's one, Lieutenant. Yeah. Well, since then. Don't worry, you'll get your chance. Now, your job is the public affairs, and you travel with them all the time?
Yes, I do, sir.
And what's your whole mission, then?
Basically, just to get their appearance out there, you know, just to show that we are out there and not only just with the Silent Triple Tune and things like that, but also on horseback as well.
That's right. And I tell you what, it's very well received, I imagine, the Mounted Color Guard. Because it's very well received up here. We love having you guys up here.
Well, good. We all get to see you tonight.
I'll be the guy behind the camera.
Okay. Thanks.
Lance Corporal, thank you for your service. Semper Fidelis.
All right. Thanks so much.
Okay.
Hey, Gregory Cheadle, let's get him on. In fact, we're going to slide him in here real fast. And there's Barbara Harrison, of course. Hey, good morning, Barbara.
Good morning. How's everybody?
Okay, now what do you have your fingers in, too, and Carol Skill?
Not much, just...
Well, you always are working on a project.
Well, yeah, I kind of am getting ready to do a couple of them.
Always.
Okay, can't say it right now.
I'll be in to talk to you.
Okay.
You know what?
Well, we know how.
Wait a minute, Barbara. Yes.
You're always involved with One Safe Place.
No, I'm just saying yes right now. Yes.
Yeah. And Carol, how are you?
Hey, we have candidate for Congress, Greg Cheadle's with us today. Hello, Greg. What do you think about this? What do you think about this turnout?
Oh man, I mean, each year it just blows my mind that the community comes out like this. I love it. I mean, I love it.
Gets bigger and bigger,
I think. It gets bigger and bigger. And the atmosphere, you know, it's so cordial, so friendly. It's like, this is what small town living is all about.
I think so. And I think this is one of the things that you can appreciate. What I appreciate, when Linda and I moved here and making up our mind whether we were staying or not, pancake breakfast, people like Lou and Kathleen White that are standing here, Barbara Harrison, yourself, and so many other people have made, really, that's why you stay around here.
Yeah.
That and the fact that it's, you know, it, you can actually get up to 118 degrees here. But besides that, it's I can't think of a better place to live, and I've lived all over the world than Redding, California.
If we had an event like this in Oakland, there would be gangs, there would be shootings, there would be stabbings. But the people here, I mean, they're so friendly and they're so warm and welcoming. I love it. I love it.
Yeah. Well, what? You also embrace the community, and we appreciate that as well. So seeing you at so many events, Greg, and
I love being out. I love people. Love being out, and I love this community. So I'm part of it. I'm part of it.
Of course you are. All right, Greg Cheadle.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks for what you do for our community, Greg.
Yeah. I love it. I'm here, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Thank you guys.
You bet. Take care.
Especially you, Carl, for what you do. Oh, I'm serious.
No, I couldn't do it without her.
You know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Hey,
Carl, if I can step in for just a second here. Yeah. By way of explanation to our listeners, that you may hear our sound occasionally drop. And the reason for that is that we use a cellular phone system to talk back to the studio. And I think that there must be 1,000 cell phones down here all being used at once. So the system's a little taxed. Yeah. So if we drop for a second, bear with us. We'll be right back. So
all right.
I wanted to get that out to the listeners.
Are we leaving right now?
No. I just wanted to get that to the listeners.
Well, you know what we could do, though? Let me see what time it is. We could. No. You know what? We're going to talk a couple of minutes. Come on down to Roaring Goats. Here's the other things you need to do. You need to go to Bastiani Arms because they're raffling off a Colt Python 357 Magnum revolver. It's this is an $1,800 pistol, and all of the proceeds, tickets are $10 a piece, 12 for $100. All the tickets funding, all the money going to the Military Order of the Purple Heart, our Reading chapter. It doesn't go anywhere else. It goes to our Reading chapter. And of course, you need to go down and go to the rodeo tonight. So you get tickets down at the rodeo grounds. You can go get them right now. There's some good seats left. Then the big rodeo, the parade tomorrow morning.
Hey, we got a guy in a red shirt over here, Fred Chavez, who's with the Reading Rodeo Association. How are you doing this morning, Fred?
I'm doing great. We've had 2 days of rodeo, and we got 2 more days tonight and tomorrow night. We got the Champions Challenge.
We're excited. We're going to be there for that. And again, there are tickets that are still available for these events. What was the crowd like last night?
Oh, the crowd was wonderful. It was a packed crowd, and we'll probably have a packed crowd tonight and tomorrow night, but there's still tickets available, so come on down and get your tickets.
I asked Rick, he's been our contact, our media guy, and what did he say? He said, yeah. I said, how was last night? He goes, it was fine until my horse decided to buck me off in the middle of the arena. I said, what the crowd yelled. The crowd noise was.
Oh, my
God. The only problem is I didn't get it on video.
Oh, wow. Where is Rick when he's going to? We'll see.
Hopefully we're going to get Rick on.
See Rick, send him on over so we can talk to him about
this. We're going to have Brianna, too. And oh, good. We got the girls. They're eating. Okay. We'll get them after the break. Lou White is here from, Lou and Kathleen White. You're busy.
Okay.
I can tell you.
I know he's busy. That's right. He's just standing around. Okay. Hey, look, we're going to take a break early. Carl and Dubai, KCNR, 1460. Hey, you know what? This portion, are we still on? All right, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Whether it's a little bitty chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, and he can take it up to almost 3 feet in length, he can fix a crack in your windshield. He'll guarantee it, or you get your money back. Jeff Wurst, great guy, veteran, located at 3208 South Market Street, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back.
Ever wonder why large chain store pharmacies make you walk all the way through their store to get to the pharmacy in the back? And why they take so long to fill your prescriptions? The reason is that they hope you'll shop while you wait and spend a few more dollars in their store. At Owens Pharmacies, we know you have a busy life. That's why we fill your prescriptions fast
so you can get your prescriptions filled and get on with the rest of your day. We don't sell frozen pizzas or motor oil. We are dedicated to providing you with the best clinical pharmacy services available. There's a reason Owens Pharmacy has been voted best in the North State for the last 6 years in a row. That reason is great clinical pharmacists, the best service, and low prices. Isn't that what everyone wants from a pharmacy? Why would you go anywhere else? Come to Owens today and see why the North State says nobody is better.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have, even if you have already chosen another chapel service. That's just the kind of people we are. Always there for you. Allen and Dahl, with three locations to serve you: Reading, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen and Dahl. Family helping family.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. We're here at Roaring Goats with so many people, thousands of people. Over 11,000 people are going to be fed today at Roaring Goats by the Asphalt Cowboys. This is absolutely fantastic here. Linda and I are here. It happens once a year during rodeo week, and of course big rodeo tonight, and then finishing up the Reading Rodeo, and then of course the Champions Challenge on Saturday night. Hey, we're joined here by Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Hey, how you doing, Doug?
Hey, good. Was that a hot mic a minute ago?
Well, no. Well, yeah, it was, but nobody could hear anything.
Well.
That's okay, because I was talking over it.
Okay, good.
What do you think about this?
This is always a rocket event here at Roaring Gulch. I always like to, I want to call it Glitter Gulch, but I think that's Las Vegas.
So, I think that's, I think
but,
it is.
I think there's a lot of glitter here, too, but it's fun to go flip a few pancakes here. I got to flip a few for a while. I was actually mixed next booth over from Miss Redding Rodeo here, so she's barking out, come get the cake. So please come get it from Miss Redding Rodeo here at the far end.
Well, I tell you, the you know, with this many people and it's moving fast and all that. Hey, you know, I don't usually talk business, but Congressman, this is really broken about the VA, how bad the Veterans Administration is, at least in the bureaucratic groups, the ones that are in charge of getting people through there, getting people seen. I know since the day you were elected, you have been pushing at this, and your staff has been keeping Oakland under siege.
Well, we have a lot of affection for our veteran community up here in Northern California, and you know, it just comes down to, are we going to keep the promise that was made to them when they served our country in whatever capacity they did? And the Veterans Administration has not been doing that. It's appalling. It's maddening, the games they play with the veterans' files and you know, the Oakland office, we've been working really hard to try and get the spotlight shined on that. So, Carl, I'm really, really pleased this is now getting national attention because, you know, me and some of my colleagues, Keith Rothfuss from Pennsylvania, he's been working on this on that end. They've had, he had that Pittsburgh area one where he had right. the Legionnaires. Yeah. And then the Arizona thing pops up here. And that really has, unfortunately, and it's sad that it takes this kind of, attention negatively, but it's putting a spotlight on what a mess this place is. And, you know, people talk about, you know, the Secretary Shinseki, he's a good veteran and all that, but he needs to show some passion and some anger at what's going on and be motivated to say, you know what, we need to make some heads roll in this thing.
They need some things to happen. You know, Shinseki was a, you know, was a good commander and all this, but it gets right down to it. He's been there for 5 years, and it's getting worse. So, you know what, if he was in the, if this was the military and he had a command like this, guess what? You'd see this. I've lost faith in his ability, and that's replacing with somebody else. And I've heard people say, who would we replace him with? Well, you could replace some with there are other officers in the military that are out there that are ready to do this, retired generals or other people from civilian society that could do better.
Well, that's my initial reaction as well. Now, if he has the tools to do it, you know, he may not be a passionate guy, but there's also a problem with the civil service that you don't always have the tools to change the people out. And so there's legislation moving that I support to say, you know what, if they're not getting the job done, it doesn't matter. I mean, it's about serving the people. Whether you're an elected official, it's not about what I need in my election. It's about what we're going to do in the job. Same as if you're hired by the government to take care of the issue. If you're not getting it done and you've been trained, then you need to move on because this is affecting people's lives. Or the some of our folks that we're working with right here in Shasta County have been very negatively affected by what the VA has done out of either the Sacramento office or Oakland office. It's like it's personal for them against our people who have served us, and it really makes me angry.
And I don't understand that, too. You know, they get bonuses and this, and it's like, oh, let's just see how we can screw them. And where did that mentality come from?
Well, the bonus thing, how can you have tens of thousands of backlog files and think that you've somehow done a job that you deserve not only just to be paid for, but a bonus for that. I mean, that's
yeah, I don't
it's insulting to all of us here. So, I mean, you don't see us in Congress getting pay raises for having a $17.5 trillion deficit, and we shouldn't. So, I mean, by the same token, when you have veterans, our most honored people, that are being treated this way and having their files lost and their claims not heard, I mean, come on, people.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Congressman, we're so happy that you came here today, and keep up that fight in the veterans. And I want to talk to you at some point, not now, but about this idea of bringing illegals into the military as a form of penance to get their citizenship. And that kind of tells you how I feel about it right now. But not to talk about it on the air. You know what, look at this right now. We have got, what would you say, what, 25 children
what
walking
a, what
by?
What a great bunch of kids here coming by right now. Must be from one of the nearby schools here,
yeah.
And got their cowboy hats, and what a cute bunch here. So,
yeah, it is.
You know, this is why we do it, right, Carl?
You got it. You know what? Thanks a lot for everything you do for us, sir.
Well, we're trying, and I'm honored to be able to serve in this role here. So, it's again, thank you to people of Redding and Shasta County for embracing me the way you have over these years as a state legislator, now member of Congress, and it's just a pleasure and honor to serve. Even though this Congress thing is running my tail off, man, I don't know this airplane ride biz. You know, it's actually kind of crazy when you think about it. We go back each week, but you know, I'm not complaining. I'm honored to do it, but me and my staff, we really work hard trying to be in touch with what the people need and try and get results. So I'm honored to walk those halls back.
Okay, we've got, there's Butch Schaefer that's back there with his back to us. Hey, Butch! Yeah, Butch Schaefer is running for a supervisor here in the 5th District. Hey, Butch, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody. You need to come down here and enjoy some great pancakes. The Asphalt Cowboys are doing a great job.
Well, I mean, how many pancakes can you flip? I mean, it's like, they must be giving like 2 or 3 pancakes per person. That's got to be 40,000 worth of pancakes here.
They believe that it's going to be a record number this year, which is great for our community and especially for Rodeo Week.
Okay.
Just going back, though,
yeah.
They use a cement mixer to mix that pancake batter. That's how much they make.
Okay, now, Butch, you're running for supervisor for the I think we need to have a vision of life.
I agree. And that helps with development, too, when we plan, and then we don't get out of control and then place and make sure that we attack and approach that in a positive way.
Okay. Hey, Butch Schaefer is here and running for supervisor for 5th District. Thanks a lot for stopping by.
Thank you. Appreciate all you guys do for the North State.
Thank you. Thanks a lot, Butch. Okay. Hey.
Okay, let's get on. We've got two stars, Hannah and Brianna, that have been waiting over there.
Hannah!
Brianna!
Okay, we're getting our spokes. Here's a couple of little, our spokespeople
little
again.
Stars.
Our stars from the Reading Rodeo here. And they have been, well, come on, hop in here, girls. So, Brianna and Hannah.
Aw, how cute is that?
That is cute. Okay, now, what did you two do for the rodeo?
Are you guys BFFs?
Yeah.
Totally BFFs. Both have braces.
Yeah.
Both are how old?
I'm 12. I'll be 14 in a couple days.
You know, I love that because our granddaughter is 11, 12. You're in seventh grade. You're going to be seventh grade or eighth grade? Our seventh or eighth grade?
What are you going to be? Oh, I'm going to be in seventh. Sorry, I was blanking.
Yeah, blanking. That's right. You guys have been working hard.
Now, you two, what do you two do? You two have become world famous, right?
Yeah.
Lean in here.
Well, we started trying to get the word out about Reading Rodeo, and even more than it already is. And we interview people in the Rodeo Association and in pro rodeo so that people can understand what goes on behind the scenes and what it takes to put on Reading Rodeo.
Okay, excellent.
Put that on Yahoo, right? Or, I'm sorry, on Facebook, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So how many hits do you get? Are you all up to hundreds of thousands or millions or billions yet? Or
Not quite. One of our most is with Tough Cooper, and it's 800, almost to 1,000, I think.
Okay, with Tough Cooper, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Everyone loves him. Who doesn't?
Who doesn't love Tough Cooper, right? Okay, now, what do you two do when you're not doing this? Just go to school?
Yeah. Ride horses.
So you two, what happens when you both try out for the rodeo queen?
I'm a year ahead of her, so I get to be the year before her.
Okay, and then you can be the year after then, right?
It's already planned out. We got it.
Okay, you got it already,
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
So where are you going to be tonight at the rodeo?
Tonight, we are going to be working at first in Rodeo Flats, and then we're probably, are we going to sell programs? Maybe. We might sell programs, and then last night, you were...
Go ahead. I'll just tell him 3 minutes.
Last night, you were able to find us in the one-armed bandit's truck.
Oh. Is he a trip or what?
He's great.
He's a great guy.
Oh, my God.
Really
we can't
is.
Wait to see. We're going to be at the rodeo
the
tonight.
Yeah.
You're going to come by for Chicks with Chaps to say hello today?
Yes.
Okay, I'll see you there. And then tomorrow, are you involved with the parade?
Yep. We'll be with the Chicks and Chaps tomorrow in the parade.
Oh, you're going to be walking with those tiara.
That'll
be a blast. Okay, we'll see you there. Well, we really appreciate you guys, and we think you just put a great face on the youth with rodeo.
Yeah, we appreciate it. This is Hannah and Brianna from, they are the rodeo news casters here.
Yeah.
And two cuties, I tell you what. Actually, Miss Future, Miss Rodeo,
12.
Miss Reading Rodeo in 3 years?
Yeah.
Okay, that's for Brianna. And then in four years for Hannah, right? Okay, BFF. What's BFF?
BFF, best friends forever.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Thanks a lot,
right,
girls.
You guys.
Thank you.
You two are really cute, I tell you.
All right.
You know what? That
Thanks
was just,
so much, you guys.
What?
We'll see you out at the rodeo.
I almost feel like I got a sugar rush. They're so cute.
Yeah, I tell you what, they are so cute. Yeah, that's right. And, you know, we've had some friends that say,
one of them's wearing spurs.
Which one's wearing spurs?
Brianna's wearing spurs.
I got spurs. Oh. A dingle, dangle, dingle.
What do we got? You got a couple minutes left?
Yeah, well, again, we're so looking forward to all the events that are happening with rodeo. People coming by saying hi.
So many people here.
And we just saw the McConnells. They came by. And, of course, Doug and Bonnie, shout out to you. And
Ty
all
of
our good friends. Ty is over
here
and saying hi.
Hey,
you
how you doing,
buddy?
Ty?
You see, Ty does a lot of the graphics that we have here on KCNR. We appreciate it. He keeps
what do you think about all those Marines coming by? Ty is a former Marine. What do you think about those Marines?
Once a Marine, always a Marine.
It's true, isn't it?
Did you ever want a job like they do? You know, they drive, you know, all over the country and riding horses and...
You know...
There's about a minute left, so speed it up, buddy.
Oh, sorry. I think it's what they do is amazing, but I never wanted to...
Yeah, you know, horses, they can bite and kick. Anyway. Yeah. Okay, thanks a lot for joining us today. Pam Hill is here with her granddaughter.
Hi there. How are you doing
everybody,
today?
If you haven't got your tickets to the rodeo, head on down to the rodeo grounds, pick up your tickets. Great rodeo tonight. Chicks and Chaps at noon. Then, of course, tomorrow is the parade. Starts at 10 o'clock. Then I'll be down at the parade. And then Champions Challenge tomorrow
Thanks,
night.
Si.
What a great day this is. Come on down. There's still plenty of time to get your pancakes and sausage. Linda.
And thanks so much, Bob and Brenda Belongi. We got to go.
All right. See you all next week. Our own KCNR, 14th.
Gonna stand my ground. And I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. General Motors is fined $35 million for delays in recalling small cars with faulty ignition switches. That's the maximum fine allowed by law. Officials also say GM will report safety issues faster in the future. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has been investigating GM's delayed recall of older small cars with defective ignition switches. The company says at least 13 people have died in crashes linked to that problem. Also at SRNNews.com, crews are building containment lines, and they're hoping that the cooler temperatures in the forecast in San Diego County today will allow them to make additional progress. Tens of thousands of people have been driven from their homes by this week's unseasonably early wildfires. Jim Buchanan ignored the evacuation orders so he could stay and protect his home. He tells NBC's Today show he believes the worst is over.
So far, everything that's going to burn is burned. It's safer now than it was.